So I applied in April, as I do every year, and I paid for the family ticket in June before the deadline, like I did every year. And then last Friday, the 15th of August at 5 p.m., I got an email saying that there were no seats available this year for them, and that my money would be refunded because the complement of eligible students was they were carrying the full complement of eligible students now, and your children are deemed to be concessionary, and we are unable to offer a seat at this time.
Okay, and you only found this out on Friday, and they're starting school this coming week, is that right?
Tuesday, they're back on Tuesday.
Tuesday. Tuesday.
16.
Okay, so you were
Yes.
given 11 days to get alternative arrangements, effectively.
That's right.
You must
Yes,
have got some
yes.
shock, Anne-Marie.
Some shock. And I suppose the first few days I said, sure, they might, like they said, if we regret the inconvenience, if there's any changes or cancellations over the coming weeks, we'll be in touch. And I said maybe that a seat will come available, but sure, I found out then during the week that there were more pupils in the same bus, so I think 'tis nine altogether that were getting the concessionary tickets that also got this email. So I said, oh no, sure, if there's that many, they're not going to go back in it. So
Okay.
I
And you're,
decided to.
yeah, go on.
I said I'd contact you, and I've contacted the schools and politicians, and but there's nothing. I've heard nothing. Everybody's working on it, but I've heard no good news. So I
Yeah.
decided I'd let you know.
And Anne-Marie, this is something that you totally weren't expecting, because all the way through for the 5 years or so that all of them have been going since their first went into first year, this has never been a problem.
It has never been a problem. I've paid. Met all the deadlines every year, and I got my tickets in the post maybe a week or two before they went back to school. So I didn't take any notice when I wasn't getting the tickets, because they usually kind of come a few weeks before they go back.
Yeah,
So.
you normally get them all the time. And look, what are you going to do, I guess, is the question. How are you going to get them to school? This was a very, very handy, imagine, traveling from Douala into Listowel every morning and evening, into and out of.
Yeah, just 2 miles from us. So I used to just drop them back for 8 o'clock. But now we're coring with a I'm coring with another family as well, and their parents are working, so I might have to do the two runs with their children as well, if their parents are not in a position to be there in the evening to pick them up as well, and they lost out on the concessionary tickets as well.
Okay.
So, and I think there was a 15, I think altogether of pupils between nine that had already got concessionary tickets, and new ones coming into first year that had applied for concessionary tickets. I think it affected 15 children altogether, which
Yeah.
is an awful lot for a
It
small
is
area.
actually, and you'd kind of think 15 children, you nearly say, is there an argument for a new bus to be put on the route if there's that many that need to travel?
Right, I mean it's only within all a few miles, so I don't know. Tis a bit tis a right pain. Yeah.
Yeah, a total disaster from that point of view. And look, as you said, you've contacted politicians, you've contacted, like, there isn't much time to get ready for school. So whatever way you're looking at now, from Tuesday you're going to be on the road with them, and
Yes.
everyone's trying to scramble, all 15, I suppose, and all parents are trying to scramble for alternatives.
Well, I know of one family that the child has had to go to another school.
A
She
different
couldn't.
school.
Yes. Yeah, different school. The child wanted to go to Listowel, but now she's going to Abbeyfield because she couldn't commit to that dropping and collecting because she has other children as well. And so she just, the last minute, just had to pull out and take her to Abbeyfield.
My
But
God.
like the child wanted to go to Listowel. We
Yeah.
would have all gone to Douala National School, and a lot, they're all their friends in Douala.
Yeah.
And that's why they wanted to go to Listowel. Most of the children were going to Listowel, so they wanted to stay with their friends.
Yeah, I can imagine it's a huge disruption on that level as well, their social circle and all of that. And
And my lads have gone too
yeah,
far in school to pull them out.
you couldn't take them out now, no, not a hope.
The disruption and shouldn't be to be too stressful.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be fair to them. Yeah.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
did you have any inclination during the summer at any stage that this was going to be a problem? There's going to be 15 children without a school bus place. That there was
Oh no,
that
I never.
pressure on numbers.
Oh, we never. I didn't know. I didn't know until I got that email last Friday evening. And it just started to filter through that other people had gotten the same email.
Yeah. And look, is that something, even aside from this, whatever happens here and whatever can be done, if anything can be done, that if there is the application goes in, as you said, in April, you pay your money, you put your application, that it wouldn't wait, you know, May, June, July, August until people are notified, oh, by the way, there's no place for you. That some system should be set up to say, even by June, say, look, we have problems with this bus route. There's an issue. So you've got some chance of planning.
Oh yeah, it is too late. It is very last minute, and like they had the numbers in June, and they left it until now. I know they have to organize buses and maybe contracts and everything, but
Yeah. And
they
there
had
may
the
be a
money.
shortage of drivers. That could be part of a problem here when they're trying to source extra buses. That could be part of it. But still,
Yes,
you'd imagine you'd be notified anyway earlier.
that's right. That there may be a problem. Just give you some bit of warning, like, but just to drop it at Friday on a Friday evening at 5 o'clock,
Yeah.
just like someone was out the door from work and just press send to
Press
all
send
these
and away you
people.
go. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you're going to have to scramble. You're hoping for some sort of a response. You're hoping that maybe a seat may be found in the next while, but you'll be on the road anyway from next Tuesday in the meantime, but you're hoping for some sort of answer from the department or
Lot
from
more,
politicians.
sure. Hopefully, something might be done, but I just wanted to highlight it
Yeah.
and add my voice. There's plenty more, so hopefully, that they might hear us and they might do something for us.
Okay. Well, look, Anne-Marie, thanks very much for telling us your story on the program this morning.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you.